Earlier this month, we talked all about designing your house on Canva. And over the weekend, we were at a conference where we found out that actual professional interior designers are canceling software that they previously used. And a lot of them are switching to Canva. So from top to bottom, Kathleen and I created an ebook complete with instructions that you can read and videos that you can follow along to show you how you can design your house in Canva using mood boards.
It's so helpful. It's something that Kathleen and I use every single day. We use Canva and it makes our designs better.
Yeah, we use it to design our own houses. And now for a limited time, it is on sale for $9.99. So if this is something that you're interested in, or maybe you have a room in your house that needs a makeover and you're not sure where to start, just follow our instructions and it'll be so easy.
All right, time for the show.
Hello and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And I'm Kathleen Martin.
And we're just two Kathleens who accidentally took a break from podcasting. We're sorry, we missed you.
And in this episode, we are discussing my 3-week dining room makeover and how DIY can affect our relationships.
You are kind of living in a war zone right now.
A war zone, yeah. So the dining room, if you didn't know, my dining room has been a junk room for about a year. And I say that jokingly. It wasn't actually filled with junk. Like, the items were good, yeah, but it was filled floor to ceiling with product from previous jobs. And like, you know that room or that place or that drawer where you don't know where to put something away? So you just put it in that room and then you're like, goodbye, I don't have to deal with you.
It is my goal in life to have just like a house that is so big that I have 10 of those rooms.
Wait, so I have to formally apologize. My sister had a room called the crazy room.
And oh my God.
When I lived in an apartment, I didn't have any space for that, right? Like there was, it was one bedroom. Everything had to be away. And she had this extra room. I was like, I cannot believe you have a room that is just filled with junk. I get it now.
Yes. That's why I'm always so attracted to people who do these, you know, like these built-ins that they put in their houses where you open a cabinet and then like a table folds out and all of their crafting stuff is right there.
Yeah.
I love that because it keeps the crazy nice and tucked away. So we will get into your 3-week renovation of your dining room. But first, I just want to say I'm really sorry to all of our DIY friends listening out there. We took an unintended break because I was having some health issues and Kathleen was just so patient with me and we missed you a lot. And I felt like really anxious when we weren't discussing our projects together. Kathleen, I didn't see you for a long time. And I just want to say, like, I love you. I missed you.
Yeah, we miss the listeners. And Kathleen, I miss you, seeing you in person. So do you want to get into some specifics of what was going on?
Well, I have shared on my personal Instagram at Kathleen Loves Color how I am on Ozempic for weight loss after many years in eating disorder recovery. And I think like I upped my doses too quickly and I was asleep for like 2 weeks straight. It was the craziest thing. I was just a complete and total zombie. But Kathleen and I were able to reunite at the tail end of last week in Seattle. It was the first time we'd seen each other in a couple of weeks at the Meridian Conference.
Yes, the Meridian Experience was an amazing conference that Kathleen and I went to. It's for creative entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the DIY or design or just content creation field in general.
Yeah.
And you and I were saying, it's interesting, not everyone has a big account. Not everyone was even sure if this was their future.
Yeah.
But they wanted to go to a place, an experience, an event, a conference that let them know if it was the right path for them to learn from others and see what's possible. I loved it.
And there's just something to be said about surrounding yourself with other creative people. And, you know, like we've talked about this in past episodes where, you know, the things that you can kind of do if you feel like you're in a creative rut, but being surrounded by other individuals who just like love making things with their hands and they love making their homes beautiful and, you know, just being creative in all facets of their life, it really energized me like a glass of fresh orange juice.
Yeah. So this was my second time going to Meridian Experience. And last year, I went when I was still teaching and yeah. I took like 5 days off to go. It was this like eye-opening experience for me last year, being surrounded by 100 people. They cap it really small. It was like entering a secret universe where like people got it. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I was around people that understood what I wanted to do, but were also doing it successfully. Yeah. And it was like looking into this future life that I could have. Yeah. And I was like, yes, this is it. I'm going for it.
I feel the same way when I go to pottery class as I did when I went to Meridian. It's like you're just in this contained environment. There are other creative people around you. And there's really something to be said about just like finding that tribe in your community if you feel like you're stuck in any facet of your life.
Find people that like what you like, love what you love, and we'll support you in it.
I want to give a shout out to Teresa from @toolsandtransformation. That's her Instagram handle. She was sitting there talking about how she doesn't like how people describe fixing up their house as like renovating on a budget or designing on a budget.
Yeah, she was mentioning that fixing up your home is expensive kind of no matter what.
Yeah.
And all these little things add up, as you and I know. And just to kind of give yourself grace and time and realization that it takes a while to get there. And it's not always as cheap as we want it to be. So think of it as like a marathon and not having to do everything all at once.
I love that because so many times on Instagram, you just see like creators who have teams of people working for them, like transform a room in a weekend. And they're like, oh, I did it on a budget. It's like, well, that budget also included paying people to help you.
I feel that way all the time as someone that's DIYing my home. And then I see other DIYers do like way more beautiful things or way more advanced. Yeah. And I was like, why does their DIY look freaking amazing and mine looks like I'm just slapping paint on everything, which I am. And it's because everybody's budget is different. You could be doing it yourself with a much higher budget and get a better end result. So it's like saying budget friendly sometimes can be misleading.
And also I want to shout out our friend Kim Lucian. She's bigger on TikTok than she is on Instagram. On TikTok, her name is @designconfetti, but on Instagram you can find her @KimLucian. She was telling us this crazy story where she was DIYing her attic and she realized that there was a secret room in her attic that the previous owners had set up like a little hide from the government room, and they'd put up a wall and there's like a secret door. And that to me is my dream. I hope I find something like that one day.
Kim's the best. She has a beautiful home that she is renovating. She has impeccable style. So definitely check her out. But truly, that is a dream that you like lift up a book and a whole new room appears. So cool. She said it's big enough to stand in.
Yeah, she could make like a little office or, you know, hey, storage is storage. So that opens up more storage too.
Yeah, so cool.
Design time. Kathleen.
Yes.
What is going on in your dining room right now?
What is going on in my life? I have been renovating my second floor for almost a year, and we keep just hitting stumbling blocks because new projects pop up.
Yeah.
So the dining room being such. So I said in the beginning of the episode, it was filled floor to ceiling with product.
Yeah.
I thought it would take one day to empty. It took a week.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's like, where do you put this stuff?
I know.
The answer is the basement. So now the basement is crazy town. But whatever, ignoring that. I am working with a wonderful dream brand that I'm going to be coy and keep secret for now.
Yeah.
But it's just a refresh. And Brian and I do this every time.
Yeah.
Truly, we could just throw some decor in there and like get the crap out and make it look pretty.
Yeah.
But this room has never been worked on at all. We never even painted it. It's just like gross. The baseboard is gross. The trim is gross. And the ceiling has been leaking. So we've removed the ceiling. So now there's just a hole in the ceiling. We've had a hole in the ceiling for a very long time.
Is it an active leak or was it like...
Yes.
It's an active leak, Kathleen?
It's still active. So not only do we have to like put this back together, we have to solve the leak so that we don't ruin the new sheetrock. Brian had a flashlight looking into the window yesterday upstairs to try to diagnose this leak.
My childhood home leaked like no other house. Every single room basically had a leak. And at some point it just became like too overwhelming to fix or too expensive to fix all at once. So my dad was taking those like PP pads that, people put down for their dogs or you put down like under the sheets in a child's bed if they have a bedwetting problem. And he was duct taping them to the ceiling whenever it rained.
That's next level.
And my friends would come over and they would be like, what kind of house do you live in? And I'm like, I don't know. One with a slate roof that's 100 years old.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so we could have stopped there. Like we pulled all the trim off because we've learned the hard way in the past. Not worth refinishing. It's disgusting.
But wait, first, I just want to clarify. This amazing brand approached you and is like, hey, let's do a dining room refresh. And you were like, okay, yeah, I'd love to work with you. And then you and Brian decided to demo everything.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So we truly could have just put furniture in there, but like,
yeah,
but like, no, this is a perfect opportunity to take a wall down.
Oh,
we literally took the wall down that separates the kitchen from dining room. It was a very slippery slope. So it's like, let's take down the trim.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, maybe we should take this closet down. It's a bedroom.
Oh my God.
And then we're like, we had talked about opening the wall before.
Yeah.
My sister had the idea to add an arched opening from the kitchen to the dining room. Yeah. And truly, great.
It's gorgeous.
Because it was closed off. We never sat in there. It didn't have a good flow.
Yeah.
Bad for entertaining. So we're telling ourselves, are we going to put all new baseboard? We're going to put new sheetrock on this wall. We're going to paint it. We're going to put new furniture in here, get it styled, and then 2 months down the line, open up this wall and knock it down in the future? No, it's empty right now. The room is empty. Now is the time. And that's logical, except for there is a literal 3 week turnaround to when this content is due.
Yeah, I get it. It didn't make sense to just redecorate the room for the partnership and then do all that work and then knock down a wall, 2 months later. So there's nothing like a brand partnership to light a fire underneath your ass, just like I think that upcoming holiday or having guests stay over at your house overnight, that really lights a fire underneath my ass.
It's a little overwhelming, but what I'll say is we learn from the past.
Yeah.
So like replacing the trim is a time saver. It looks horrible now because now there's gaping holes in the plaster. But since Brian is a carpenter, he knows how to cut the corners and stuff. And I'll be able to this way to spray it outside. So I'll increase the painting efficiency and it'll be all fresh. And we learned that we are really horrible sheetrockers. Mm. So we're going to hire that out. We do have money set aside. Side, like in savings for home repairs.
Yeah.
But we just try to be very, very meticulous about when we hire out and making sure that is more cost effective. And just for this turnaround, but also for how well it will come out.
Yeah.
This is a time where hiring out makes sense. And another instance where we're saving some time is the whole house is plaster, which is just a hot mess. We have the hole in the ceiling.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we'll tear down the ceiling and put up a new ceiling. But we realized that we can actually, they have normal sheetrock is like 3/4 inch, but they have 1/2 inch. So we're just going to encapsulate the old plaster ceiling and cover it with sheetrock for 1/2 inch of lowering the ceiling. It's worth it to then just keep all that very heavy, very messy fall right into your face plaster up on the ceiling.
Yeah.
So like, how can we be quick and efficient? And honestly, the wall is down and the new wall is framed out in an archway, which is amazing.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
So exciting. And it's honestly already ready for sheetrock. So we've been moving.
You have been moving. Tell me about your decor scheme for your dining room, because you have like a blue and a black and white kitchen. What are you going to be doing in your dining room? And you know what? Also, it's good to mention that opening up that wall adds nothing but value to your house. And so while it costs a little bit of money right now, like down the line, you're going to get so much bang for your buck when you go and sell your house.
Yeah, because we were thinking it is a controversial topic to remove a bedroom. I have a small Cape Cod. There's two bedrooms on the first floor and what will be two bedrooms and a new bath on the second floor. And unless this was a house full of renters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need a place to eat, right? Like, so everyone's going to have it as a dining room anyway.
Yeah.
So by opening it up to the kitchen, it's only adding value.
100%.
Especially since we're improving value in bedrooms upstairs.
Yes.
So I was talking to you before we started recording, how do you create a design that works now, but also can grow?
Yeah.
Because I want to add some interest with paint. I have mocked up in Canva. I have created a mood board, which we now have an ebook for, which is live on the website that you can buy, learning how to create mood boards in Canva. But on my mood board, I am thinking of doing a pink ceiling. It's called Berry Crush by Bear.
Oh.
And pink trim.
I got to look this color up.
Yeah. So I went into Home Depot yesterday and I was looking for a different, like a very specific pink. And I was happy with this one because it matches my IKEA pink curtains. I'm thinking of moving them into there. So white walls, pink ceiling, pink trim.
Okay.
Which then leaves the door open for a wallpaper down the line.
Yeah.
And also still like it adds a pop of color, but the rest of my house is white walls. So I feel like it just kind of, it still makes sense. And then I have mocked up a yellow, like a golden yellow wool rug.
Oh.
Because now I know that it should be wool from our wool episodes. Yeah. I have learned that. And I have my vintage chrome table. It is chrome with a smoked glass.
Mm.
And then I'm looking at some cantilever chairs like we talked about, which are also chrome. So they have like a white leather seat, a caned back, but then that like S shape in chrome.
Yeah, for the legs.
For the legs. And then four of those. And then I have two blue and black chairs already from Wayfair that I think I might do at the heads to throw in some blue, because the rug has a little bit of blue, a little bit of rose, and obviously it will relate to the kitchen. So it looks okay on the mood. It looks nice on the mood board.
Yeah.
It's always a little bit different in reality. So we'll see how it comes together. And like any good design, it will evolve as I live in it and tweak it and grow with it.
So you're taking a page out of Natalie Papier's book. She's at @home_ec_op on Instagram with the statement ceiling.
Literally, she is my number one inspiration of a painted ceiling in a white wall. Absolutely.
So the crown molding will be that berry pink from Bear. But what about the floor trim? Are you going to do that in the berry pink too?
Mm-hmm. There is no crown molding, so it'll just be window casing.
Gotcha.
And we have like a 7-inch baseboard.
Gotcha.
Like I would like, I think that's probably maybe down the line.
Yeah.
But it's just like one more thing
I know
to put onto Brian's shoulders. And that's something we're going to talk about, like how DIY projects can affect relationships negatively.
Yeah. You know what? There's no time like the present. Let's do a little housekeeping.
Housekeeping. So Brian and I have talked a lot about how, you know, we have mutual goals and fixing up our house is one of them. But, and a lot of our friends, women do the DIY themselves.
Yeah.
Like you do the majority of the DIY yourself, but I really heavily rely on Brian and his carpentry skills. So when I sign up for stuff, I'm signing him up for stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, well you can replace all the casing and you can do all this demo.
So when you agree to the, you know, you're a content creator, when you agree to partnerships, it's kind of like Brian's also agreeing.
And sometimes without agreeing, sometimes it's just in my head and I'm not always running it past him, or it's like being, when I was a teacher, it's like being a teacher all day and then coming home and having to teach.
Yeah.
It's hard when you do a job all day and come home and have to do that job at night as well. And he is more than willing. He is, you know, he is on board and we have the same plan. Mm-hmm. But I just have to keep it in mind to not always lean on him.
Yeah.
For every aspect, or overcommit ourselves and literally turn our house into a shit show. Yeah.
That's where Neil and I really start to butt heads, is that when I turn our house into a shit show, like I forget that it doesn't feel good to come home and walk into like a unholy mess, you know, because I've been here all day making that mess. So it's like he's been at the office all day. It's been a stressful day. And then he opens the door and he sees like literally it looks like a bomb went off. And I like have to stay mindful of that because we fight a lot about getting stuff done and putting stuff away. And I'm like, wait, but I'm going to work on that tomorrow. And he's like, but I can't live like this right now. So even if you're working on it tomorrow, you have to like gather your things and put them in the utility closet. So I feel like I can have like a little bit of peace in my home because, you know, it's his sanctuary too. And a little secret, like the mess doesn't always bother me.
I don't think that's a secret. Yeah. I think that's very clear for you.
So poor Brian, because he's a carpenter all day, then comes home and like does fix this stuff up with you. Like, where are you right now in terms of like how far along until stuff gets put away?
So like right now there's a kitchen pantry in the living room. I'm at a desk that's in a living room that used to be in the dining room.
Yeah.
It's like it's manageable right now, but I guess mess wise, it wasn't like last week. But the problem is not having a break. It's just like this timeline is so tight. Every night and every weekend has to be intense work. So there's just, it's hard to relax. It's hard to have downtime. And we've talked about finding that balance. Like, how do you live in your home? How do you enjoy your home without only looking at it as a work in progress that you're dissatisfied with? And it's hard because on one side, we can say just like, we really, really know it's worth it. And we're going to be very happy with it. But also, I'm pushing us to a level that's crossed the line of uncomfortable. It's just a little too far.
Okay. So what was your latest fight about? Do you want to share that on the pod? You don't have to if you don't want to.
It was mess. It was, we had to unload both of our pantries. So one was food and one was plates and things. So when we, and then we had to carry one into the living room and carry one down into the basement. And the basement one, height wise, was tall enough to fit, but was struggling to go from horizontal to vertical and like make arc of clearance. And that night sucked. That night was just like, it was
trying to push that pantry down this basement stairs like a baby coming out of the birth canal.
The second I am lifting something with him, I've turned into this weak, fragile paper doll.
I know.
But meanwhile, I told you, I carry this desk that I'm at on my back up the basement stairs, wedged myself into like this impossible situation, got upstairs, and he was like, how did you do that? I'm like, don't worry about it. I know
that feeling. And so like, if you're listening to this and, you know, Kathleen and I don't have like regular 9-to-5s in the sense that like we go to an office and come home every day and we're working on these projects because it's part of our jobs. But if you have a 9-to-5 and you're also renovating your house, like this just kind of goes back to what Teresa from Tools and Transformation said, like slow and steady wins the race. Give yourself grace because DIY is not only hard on the person doing it, it's also hard on the person who's watching you doing it and living in that space as well.
And don't set unreasonable expectations that are nearly impossible to meet without destroying all work-life balance.
Okay, let's do our social shout out.
Social shout out.
Okay, I want to talk about someone that I have had the pleasure to meet twice at the Meridian Experience. He is a huge inspiration for me and lives his life with the motto of joy. And his name is David Corals the Fourth. He is at David.Corals, QUARLESIV. He is a colorful, joyful interior designer. He is based out of Memphis and he dances in his Instagrams. And when you watch him, you are immediately happy.
Yeah.
He also has amazing fashion. He is like my go-to for like fashion inspiration. And I'm so impressed by him. I love seeing his journey. I learned more about him at the Meridian Experience and everything he's gone through to get to the point where he is now. And I am always cheering for him and always rooting for him. And everything he does inspires me. What are some of your favorite designs of his, Kathleen?
Well, I think that David might be like in the top five most unique home decor and interior design content creators on Instagram, hands down. You know how I love the color chartreuse?
Yeah.
Well, he has these subway tiles in his kitchen, soldier style, stacked vertically. And they're like a dark chartreuse with a terrazzo countertop. And he's got this big brass hood over his oven and everything that he does. It's like if you go onto his account, you can't help but appreciate just how thoughtful and unique all of his designs are. And I do have to say, mixed with that chartreuse tile in his kitchen, he has one of the Samsung fridges where you can change out the color on the front of the fridge. And he pairs it with this like golden yellow. And I just cannot get enough of it.
So beautiful. Oh, we have to mention he just partnered with Chasing Paper to launch his own custom wallpaper.
Yes.
It's so fun.
I've been a huge fan of Chasing Paper for a while now because when it comes to Band-Aid renovations or just permanent renovations, whatever you want to do, I think they have amazing products. And when I found out that David Corals the Fourth was partnering with them, I was like, oh my God, two of my favorite things come together.
Yeah, there's so many unique patterns and colorways. They're really vibrant and they're the type of wallpaper that when you put them up, the room is transformed.
Yeah, he's got like a 70s vibe with a modern, colorful twist. But like sometimes his stuff is like hints at traditional. It's very hard to put a finger on exactly what his style is. And I think that that is a sign that you're a good designer.
He's great. So if you want to see a very colorful, very joyful and wonderful overall human, definitely give David a follow. Okay, Kathleen, what's going on lately in our Facebook group?
So I want to give a shout out to Matt. I know him on Instagram as Farmer Nelson. He was posting pictures of what looked like a tropical setting. And he wrote in his caption, "Sorry, Kathleen's, I dragged over 5 pounds of paint chips on vacation to a vibrant and colorful Mexico, got all margaritaed up poolside, and I decided to play it safe." He shows the paint chips that he actually selected. And Matt, we forgive you.
Let's give him a little bit of credit. Like, it wasn't all neutrals. There were some blues, right?
Yeah, blues and beige. But I kind of like, I have a ban on the beige. I know. I'm sorry. We can agree to disagree. There is like one really sort of moody, dark slate blue in there that I circled and was like, why not this one, Matt? And I also want to give a shout out in the group to DIYer Perry. Now, Perry was posting pictures of a very small powder room in their home, and they wrote, "As a renter, I don't want to invest too much, but I do want to enjoy where I live." Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. So Perry got this vinyl floor mat. It looks like tile, and I'm like really interested in where Perry found this, because I've only seen this in England. Like, this is, it's a very European thing to do. You can buy these floor mats made of like sort of squishy vinyl, and they come in big rolls, sort of like the same type of roll that you would get, you know, like that construction paper that you get, renovation paper that you get at like a Home Depot to protect the floors. Well, they sell rolls of that that look like tile in vinyl. And so
it's called linoleum, Kathleen.
No. It's totally different. It's not, that's not how linoleum comes. It doesn't come rolled up like that, does it?
Yeah. It's like big sheets that looks like faux tile.
Yeah, but linoleum you put down like tile, don't you?
I think it's just adhesive. Yeah.
It's all one piece?
Yeah, it's a big roll.
I have never seen this before other than on the European shows.
Let me Google it.
Oh my God. And then you cut around, like you put down the whole sheet, and then you cut around to fit everything in your bathroom. That is, that she said it's vinyl flooring, like a big vinyl roll.
Either way, she took a creepy bathroom, made it super cute, and she said she was just so pleased because she used to hate that bathroom. She used to hate going into it. It was a budget-friendly way to love her space.
I'm looking at 10stickers.com right now, and they do have the rolls, the squishy tile mats. Anyway, everything we talked about, this podcast and more, you can find it on our website, KathleenCanDoIt.com.
You can follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
And me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color. Send us an email. What's our email address, Kathleen?
Hello@KathleenCanDoIt.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 201-378-3378.
And don't forget, we have our brand new ebook right there for you to shop on the homepage for a limited time. It's $9.99. That price will be going up after the first week of launch. So make sure you get on that. We teach you from top to bottom how to design your house in Canva, how to make a mood board to save yourself time and money when you're buying home decor and furniture for your house.
Yeah, Kathleen worked so hard on it. It's amazing.
Oh, well, Kathleen, you also worked very hard on it too. You're the one who made all the videos for it. Comes with videos too. It's not just a book for reading. There's videos.
It was a team effort.
And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.